It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, I'm Gunther Lenz, ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft. I'm here with Sinclair Schuler from Aprenda. Sinclair is the CEO of Aprenda, which is a startup company providing a SaaS platform on the Microsoft platform. And Sinclair, why don't you tell us a bit more about your platform and why you came up to decide to build it on the .NET platform?
Sure. Thank you, Gunther. I think probably the best place to start is to recognize where we fit in the market and what problem we tried to solve. And that'll probably segue pretty well into the idea of why Microsoft was the stack to build on top of. The name of our platform is SaaS Grid, and we looked at kind of the market and said, well, we recognize that software companies trying to make a transition from building on-premises software to delivering in the cloud had a big transition to make both on the technical model and the business model. So how do we fill that void, right? Delivering an application in the cloud requires 24/7 uptime. It requires revenue models and engines around that 24/7 uptime service. And having to build that out is very, very different from an ISV compared to building the more traditional enterprise software they're used to in the line of business space. Looking at things like multi-tenancy, the uptime and high availability requirements, building revenue models around the application, servicing customers, that paradigm shift really reared its head in all these different facets, and capturing that at a platform layer where an ISV can leverage these pre-built pieces and deploy onto a cloud architecture where they don't have to worry about these headaches was pretty key to us. But the question became, how could we do it in a fashion that allowed the ISVs to use technology they already knew? And how could the ISVs leverage their existing assets? So when looking at the space of technology stacks on where do we want to start, where should SaaS Grid put its focus when it comes to enabling software ISVs, the big focus came on Microsoft ISVs for a couple of reasons. One, the fact that there's tons and tons of software assets already out there built on the Microsoft stack, many of which the ISVs are trying to move to the cloud. So it became a natural fit to say, well, you know what, the Microsoft ISVs have this need and a lot of them want to move to the cloud. But then second, what about enabling SaaS Grid? What about the underlying technology that we were going to build SaaS Grid on? And .NET became a fit for that as well. If you look at the evolution of the .NET stack, it started off focusing quite a bit on the on-premises model, running software locally. But .NET 3.0 came out and a strategic choice came into place there. We said, well, they're building components that focus on distributed computing aspects, things like Windows Communication Foundation, workflow management solutions like Windows Workflow Foundation. Can we capture those .NET 3.0 assets into a distributed architecture that could provide this software as a service value to the ISVs, enabling them to build their cloud offerings using the very same technologies that SaaS Grid was built on? So strategically speaking, it became a no-brainer to say, well, there isn't another stack out there that focuses this heavily on service-oriented models and allowing us to quickly enable this software as a service platform. There was no other stack that allowed for that. So it became a pretty big no-brainer for us.
That sounds pretty cool. So as an ISV, how do I have to see your Aprenda system? Kind of how does that work for me? If I want to go to the cloud today, how would I do that?
Sure. So as I mentioned a few seconds ago, the focus of the SaaS Grid platform is to enable pretty regular .NET app assets to be delivered as a service. And when you think about what that means that I could write a regular web application in a service-oriented fashion as if it was for one customer, but get it up and running in the cloud in a fashion that allowed for multi-customer delivery and all the management pieces around it, including the hosting components and the business modeling components. So the way SaaS Grid works is it allows an ISV to write applications using .NET 3.0 or higher, Windows Communication Foundation for the services layer, ASP.NET or Silverlight for the front end, SQL Server 2005 or 2008 for the database, bundle that up as a regular on-premises web application that you would normally deploy to a single customer, but instead of deploying it to a customer, uploading it to a cloud instance of SaaS Grid, and letting SaaS Grid literally transform that application into a software plus services model without having to incur the penalty of actually architecting the application that way. So now an ISV works with the platform by writing that code, uploading it to the cloud instance, and literally clicking a few buttons, building a commercialization structure around it. How do I want to sell it? Am I going to charge monthly or quarterly? What a la carte items do I want to bundle in? Once they're done with that process, click another button and really just get it up online and consumable from a software plus services perspective. There's a very different shift in terms of thinking on how you build these applications, because normally that was the responsibility of the application architecture. We pulled it away and are telling the ISVs, focus on your business. If you were writing an application from scratch or you're in the process of moving or modernizing it toward the .NET 3.0 or higher stack,
you would still focus on that anyway, just in the general scheme of things, moving and keeping up with technology. We like to take that and just drop it into this container, the SaaS-grade cloud platform. And literally, like you said, it's pretty cool because it's a few button clicks away from a regular, uncommercialized, non-service application to a service consumable, commercialized application where you can instantly start collecting revenue. So you can take advantage of the paradigm shift, but not have that paradigm shift make an impact on your development processes, on the skills that your engineers need to have, and you still get to leverage all of the wonderful benefits of the .NET stack.
Sounds pretty neat. So that's where we are today. So where do you see Aprenda going in the future, in the next year or two?
So when we kind of look at the space, there are a couple of things that unfold. We focused on the core software as a service problems, enabling multi-tenancy in an application that didn't have it, enabling revenue modeling in an application that didn't have it. But what about forward-looking? What we're starting to see is that the cloud concept is expanding beyond single clouds, but rather integrating functionality between services offered by a variety of clouds. We're looking at Microsoft Azure, for example, where certain services are going to be offered, like workflow services, in a cloud fashion, letting ISVs tap into that. So what we're seeing is a movement where we're starting to integrate pieces of SaaSgrid potentially with Azure services like workflow, like authorization mechanisms that are provided as .NET services through the Azure cloud, and exposing this functionality in a fashion that lets an ISV easily tap into that as easily as they might regular .NET 3.0 stack pieces.
Cool. So if you haven't have any recommendation to ISVs that are just getting started, what would you recommend them to do?
There are a couple of things that I recommend. I mean, I think the very first thing when making a decision on what stack to use, you should really focus on what the stack gives you already. Take a deep look at the stack you're working with. You obviously have lots of choices ranging from LAMP to .NET to the Java world. And when we looked at .NET, what we saw is that there was a lot of depth and breadth. It focused on pulling away a lot of the effort for things that normally we'd have to deal with on our own. And it just became a really easy no-brainer for us strategically because we didn't have to invest time and money in developing things that were already done and done in a quality fashion. And it's very much the same story we relay to ISVs when building on something like SaaSgrid. Do you really want to, say, build out multi-tenancy or build out revenue modeling engines around your service? No. You know, the same mantra kicks in. If you're starting off, look at what the stack providers have, and you start to see that there's a plethora of functionality that just makes your job a lot easier, both in the .NET space and from our perspective when it comes to building a service on top of something like SaaSgrid.
Sinclair, thank you very much for being here today and sharing your thoughts with us.
Thank you, Gunther. It was a pleasure.